This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Welcome back to the podcast today. Jaguar fires its EV design boss. Kia's EV2 is coming. And BYD extends its warranties. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you why everyone seems to be excited about in-wheel motors. On EV News China today, our spin-off podcast, I've been talking about the BYD Denza D9, Dolphin's million deliveries, and NIO's third-generation ES8. Getting a sales surge. Let's get into it. Jaguar Land Rover's move to EV has been thrown into doubt after the sudden firing of Chief Creative Officer Jerry McGovern. The design force behind some of its most successful SUVs and indeed Jaguar's planned high-end EV reboot. Autocar reports that McGovern, who has held the top design job since 2020, was dismissed by the new chief executive and escorted from the building. The leadership change comes at a really fragile moment. JLR is still recovering from a major cyber attack that disrupted production at several plants, while Jaguar delayed their flagship electric Grand Tourer, worth about $130,000, a halo model meant to signal where the brand is heading. McGovern had pushed a radical plan for Jaguar, an all-electric range built around fewer, more expensive, limited production cars. Instead of competing head-on with mass premium rivals, Jaguar would chase the ultra-luxury buyers, who might also consider Bentley or top marks from Germany. That vision took shape in what became a controversial Jaguar Type 00 concept, and that triggered fierce debate inside and even outside the company. about what Jaguar should be in the EV age. Of course, there was the very famous rebranding video showreel commercial, whatever that was, using bright colours, and which went down pretty poorly with the internet. But, well, you know, a lot of people who are very online tend to have an opinion about just about everything. Maybe they should keep their opinion slightly more to themselves. Beyond Jaguar, McGovern's mark on the wider group is hard to miss. He oversaw the modern Land Rover Defender and is widely seen as the key figure behind the Range Rover Evoque and Range Rover Velar, SUVs that underpinned JLR's profit for over a decade. JLR declined to comment on reports of McGovern's exit, but attention now turns to the chief executive, Balaji, how he will reshape Jaguar's premium EV plans, and whether this new ultra-luxury all-electric strategy gets tweaked, delayed, or even scrapped under his new rule. Kia will widen its EV range in Europe at the bottom end of the market. The brand has confirmed that its smallest EV, the Kia EV2, is going to get a January the 9th debut. It'll be Brussels Motor Show in Belgium. It's going to sit below the Kia EV3. You won't be surprised to hear. The EV2 has a compact SUV silhouette. Teaser images released today show the car close to production, and that largely mirrors the concept from the outside, but the cabin will move away from that kind of concept study. I would think very similar to a Kia EV3, and that's no bad thing, because the Kia EV3 has largely been one of my recommendations of 2025. EV2 sits on the front-wheel drive version of their low-voltage EGMP architecture, shared with other dedicated EVs up to the EV5. Two battery choices are planned: entry-level LFP, longer-range NMC. These packs would be smaller, we think, than the EV3 to keep costs down. EV3 has either a 58.3 or 81.4 kilowatt hour pack. Now, Hyundai's little Insta, or Casper in its home market, has a 49 kilowatt hour battery. So could it be that, or could it be something in between? They're going to make the EV2 over here. I say over here, I mean Europe, in Slovakia. The company says the car's been designed, developed, and will be produced in and for Europe. The EV2 joins a crowded field, like the Renault 5 and the Renault 4 and Hyundai's Insta. European prices, what, $30,000, maybe a bit less. The model won't be sold in the US. Tariffs are a major obstacle. BYD is lengthening their EV battery warranty. In Norway, it'll be 8 years or 250,000 kilometres. That's one of the strongest guarantees now on offer. The new limit lifts BYD's earlier cap by 50,000 kilometres, up from 200,000 Ks, and stands well above the industry norm of about 160,000. Under the revised terms, BYD promises that the battery will retain at least 70% of its original capacity for 8 years. The change covers not only new buyers, but existing BYD owners. The upgrade tackles one of the biggest worries for EV buyers. How is this battery technology is going to hold up over time? You know, and I know, we talk about it so much on this podcast, there is data point after data point. These batteries are just going on forever. Not to say there's no failures. All machines will fail, but it's incredibly low as a percentage. This expanded battery cover comes, well, on top of BYD's factory warranty, that is 6 years and 150,000 kilometres, which is already very generous. The extended battery warranty applies to all BYD models sold in Norway. With demand for BYD's cars already boosted ahead of recent tax rises, attention now turns to whether rival makers will match the move. EU is eyeing EV quotas for corporate car fleets. The European Commission is weighing rules that would push petrol cars out of Europe's corporate fleets by 2030. That's 5 years before the formal 2035 end of pure combustion, but Germany is lobbying really hard to allow combustion after 2035, as well as plug-in hybrids and EREVs. People briefed on the talks say Brussels is considering binding quotas for any really big rental, leasing and company car fleets, under which most new vehicles would need to be pure BEV by the end of this decade. The proposal is due on December 10th. Industry groups argue that the measure would amount to an indirect petrol ban. Nico Gabriel, chief operating officer at the rental giant Sixt, said this quota on corporate fleets would actually lead to a far earlier ban of combustion vehicles, calling it some kind of a double-sword play. or a backdoor petrol ban. Corporate buyers dominate Europe's new car market. Around 6 in 10 new vehicles go to either rental, leasing or company fleets. And for some manufacturers, these customers account for half of their deliveries. That makes fleet policy very, very important. The environmental campaign group, Transport and Environment, points out that company cars generate more than 70% of emissions from new vehicles. They often drive further than personal vehicles, and that faster electrification of fleets is essential to hit climate goals. I would add, sometimes, obviously that's a campaign group with the word environment in their title, that's what they do. I would add sometimes, we need to remind people as well, a lot of EVs aren't bought because they're good for the environment. There's zero tailpipe emissions, and you generate EV with my solar panels, and apart from making the panels, they're now zero emissions. But it's just better. It's better for the drivers. It's better for the bottom line. It's much cheaper to charge, and you can charge your vehicle at home, and then there's all sorts of things you can do now. It's very sophisticated with reimbursing your employees for charging at home at the right rate so they don't lose out on anything like that as well. And you completely avoid all the wasted time of filling up those vehicles, especially if you have a depot or you run a fleet or rental vehicles where you can charge. The time and money saved from not refilling those vehicles but doing them yourself on your own schedule at the lowest possible prices is huge. You know. Oh, and of course, let's save polar bears. The Commission's proposal will show how far Europe is willing to go in using corporate fleets to speed up the shift to EV. Now, Fastned will build France's first fully electric motorway service area. I couldn't believe when I read the headlines, so I read it a few times more. France's first fully electric motorway service area. Now, we've got like the GridServe ones over here. They are these wonderful sites that are 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 chargers, a canopy, a little gym area, showers and all that. So I think what the specific phrase here is on the French motorway networks. This is a motorway service station often regulated by different, some countries treat their motorway networks as kind of the spines of the country, important infrastructure. I suppose those GridServe ones I'm talking about might be just off the main roads. So I think that's what the significance is here. The Fastned is building France's first full EV motorway service area, changing how long distance trips will happen. The Dutch charging operator has won a national tender to replace the pumps with all electric dispensers, opening in 2026 on Route Nationale 165, a corridor that carries more than 28,000 vehicles a day. The site will host six ultra rapids at 400 kilowatts each, one designed for large trucks as well. Fastned is aiming for full motorway stop experiences like shops, restrooms and landscaped gardens. That's not the motorway experience that we have in Great Britain. I mean, we have food and restrooms, but landscaped gardens, is that a French thing? That takes it closer to the classic service area model. The project builds on Fastned's 50 operational charging stations in France and 380 in Europe. Also targeting a market where EV demand is rising fast. In 2024, France registered over 291,000 new BEVs. Sales will be up this year. And this site will be Fastned's second service area of the future. They got one in Belgium as well. Okay, let's move on. And Ford is asking US regulators to loosen grid connection rules for EVs, warning that current policy holds back the spread of bidirectional charging. Bidirectionality, using electric vehicles, drawing power from the grid, but also sending it back when it's needed or is financially beneficial to you. Electricity keeps homes running during an outage. Bill Kreider, who leads global charging and energy at Ford, argues that this capability boosts the grid, would make the American grid more resilient, would support energy, and it actually lowers bills. The snag is how vehicles get classified. Many new models leave the factory as bidirectional capable. In many states, the label alone is enough to trigger a full interconnection review. That's the same review, the lengthy process that happens for solar or stationary battery installations, just for plugging in your car. That is out of step with how we should be thinking about it. We don't need a full review when you plug your car in. Most owners will drive their vehicles in the usual way. They may never even discharge, but it treats every capable EV as if it were feeding power into the grid. That creates paperwork, costs, and lengthens the queues.
Ford's proposal has three parts. First, regulators need to distinguish between vehicles that are capable and those that are being used, actually set up to discharge. Second, adopting tiered interconnection rules. Plugging your car in and taking maybe 5 kilowatts out of it is very different to having a big grid storage site being built somewhere. And third, utilities, regulators and car makers need to work more closely together. And the timing of this really matters as more bidirectional models reach the market. The wording in codes and tariffs will shape how fast vehicle-to-home and vehicle-to-grid grows. It seems a very sensible thing. It strengthens America's power grid, it lowers the price for Americans, and because it's EVs doing it, and there is such a central policy against electric vehicles at the moment, against renewables or clean energy in America, the largely fossil-funded administration that's in for the next 3 years, I think that even though this is an amazing solution that you would think would be adopted, because it's EVs providing the solution, I think people's dogma will get in the way. So many people who always vote a certain colour, both ways, by the way, but particularly some people might go, oh, EVs bad, then no. But it's always more nuanced than black and white. Life is shades of grey. But I fear that's the way that many people, perhaps, maybe less sophisticated thinkers, unlike you and I think we like to think about the world in shades of grey. Many people who think about it in shades of black and white just won't go for the idea of an EV at all, because they've been told by dear leader, you may not think about that. All right, let's move on. Ford's American electric vehicle business hit some road bumps in November, underlying how dependent Ford were on the federal support. The company sold in the US last month 166,000 vehicles, which is a slight drop on the total. Under the surface, though, the EV business, after the federal tax credit ended, did pretty poorly at Ford. Sales of all electric vehicles fell 61%, and the Mustang Mach-E slid. The F-150 Lightning dropped 72%. E-Transit down 82%. The sales setback comes as Ford weighs the future of their electric pickup. According to the Wall Street Journal, the firm was considering cancelling the F-150 Lightning altogether. Production is paused, and it will resume when they say there is demand. Interesting. Now, let's talk about the UK expanding. No, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the UK grant expanding.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Welcome back. Great Britain's most generous EV subsidy now covers more models, twice as many actually, pulling in more mainstream EVs. It's the grant, which is either the lower or the higher amount. From now, the Renault 4, Alpine A290, Mini Countryman, and the 52 kilowatt hour Renault 5 all move in to band one. That is almost £4,000 off those vehicles. The lower tier is £1,500. With the grant applied, the Renault 4 starts at 23.5, the Renault 5 Big Battery at 24,000, Mini Countryman 25,000, and Alpine A290 £30,000. They join the existing ones: Nissan Leaf, Ford Puma Jenny, Ford e-tron Courier, and the Citroen EC5 Aircross. 35 eligible EVs get the lower level, like the entry-level Renault 5 with its smaller battery. The update follows the budget last week, which put an extra £1.5 billion into the EV grant, funding it through to 2030. At the same time, they confirmed plans of a pay-per-mile levy from 2028. The big question now is how quickly car makers tweak prices and specifications to nudge more models into band one, that scheme closing in 2030. So we've got three, four years of when the money runs out. But I wonder what pricing will do in that kind of £20,000 to £30,000 segment. It's really competitive, and we've got a ton of vehicles that we can get that are smaller family cars. Now, vehicle-to-grid technology is being cast as central to Australia's EV transition, but adoption is lagging. Robert Llewellyn is the founder of Everything Electric, aka Fully Charged, as it was, and a longtime EV advocate, calling vehicle-to-grid and vehicle-to-home critically important for the shift to EV. Australia now has around 4 million rooftop solar systems, roughly one in three homes, but that's because Australia's got all the sunshine, especially this time of year. According to the Federal Department of Climate Change, Energy and Environment, advocates argue that electric cars act as giant batteries on wheels, soaking up excess daytime solar and powering homes at night. Mr. Llewellyn says that the real impact will come once that there are a couple of million EVs in Australia and a million of them are bidirectional capable. That makes a massive difference to energy costs and the grid. For now, progress hinges on approvals and that's slow. Daniel Bleakley of New Energy Transport describes V2G as one of the most understated opportunities in decarbonisation. He points to work by the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, suggesting that if 10% of passenger vehicles did have V2G, national peak electricity would be dropping sharply. South Australia became the first state to offer V2G last year. Trials are running in Victoria and New South Wales. Bidirectional chargers are reaching the retail market now through the likes of RevCharge, with Standards Australia now signing off on regulations for V2G and bidirectional ready models on the way from Mercedes-Benz and other brands. The focus shifts to whether policy and technology and pricing can line up as well. And finally, In-wheel motors are the talk of the town right now. Yasser is an Oxfordshire-based electric motor specialist. These days, they're owned by Mercedes-Benz. And they've been talking a lot about their motors this year. They have developed their new prototype in-wheel electric powertrain. The company recently broke an unofficial world record for power density in an EV motor. That same compact unit now sits at the centre of an in-wheel system. Founder and CEO Tim Woolmer calls the in-wheel motors the major challenge but opportunity for EVs, arguing that early attempts were too heavy and torque limited and underpowered. Yasser bills its design as the world's first mass neutral in-wheel motor, delivering 750 kilowatts per corner. That's not bad, is it? It's about 1,000 horsepower a wheel. Yet the prototype motor they use weighs 12.7 kilograms. Koenigsegg's Dark Matter motor, by contrast, weighs 39 kilograms and makes about three quarters of the power. The motor is paired with a Yasser-designed dual inverter weighing 15 kilograms to create a compact integrated powertrain. According to the company, this architecture could trim 500 kilograms from a clean sheet EV platform. Savings come from eliminating hardware like drive shafts and parts of the braking. Because the motor offers very strong regen, Yasser says rear friction brakes won't be needed in some applications, particularly hypercars with more than 1,000 horsepower. Mr. Woolmer argues that the concept will bring about a step change in weight reduction, performance and efficiency, and not just for ultra-powerful hypercars. The fully functional prototype is going through development and testing now. Yasser supplies motors to Ferrari and Lamborghini and have been backed by Mercedes since 2021. If the new system proves itself, it could help define the next generation of performance cars. These incredible motors and the next generation battery technology with solid state we know just around the corner between now and the end of the decade, which, by the way, we'll all blink and wake up in 2030. It's the way life works, is just incredible to think about. There will just be no competition to EV, and we know it's coming and it's just around the corner. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our premium partners, National Car Charging on the US mainland and the Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one map and one map. One app and one map. What did I say? Have a good one, see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.